Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Son of a Blitch podcast. I'm your host, George Blitch. Today, I am recording my 25th episode of the podcast, wrapping up my first year, and I am just so incredibly thankful for everyone who has subscribed, followed, shared and liked this podcast. It really means the world to me that I have so much support and so much great feedback from everyone. It's been an incredible journey. This is something I thought maybe I'd get 10 or 15 episodes in. So now recording the 25th, wrapping up my first year and having almost 24 people lined up for this second year of recording, it just blows me away. I want to say thank you to all the supporters there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really want to take a moment to just say thank you also to all the guests from season one. It's been incredible to reach out to so many people and get so many folks who have agreed to be on this podcast. A lot of people who have been doing this for years, it's kind of easy to reach out to people, and get the yeses and get people to jump on board. I got so many people who said yes immediately when I asked them. And that kind of caused me to, have, almost, over 24 episodes this first year, because I really wanted to strike while the iron was hot, while people were saying, yes, it's okay. Well, let's go ahead and get you lined up and, get a recording in, which has made for a very busy year. For those that know, this is a side thing for me. I have a full-time job and I have a couple side jobs and various projects. I'm a, a husband, and I have two amazing daughters, amazing wife, amazing family, but I have a very busy schedule. So it's been a challenge to record these and kind of get everything done and really want to make sure that I'm editing them to the best of my ability. Aside from my occasional co-host, Matthew Mitchell, this is all something that I'm recording and editing and producing myself. So it's a lot. It's a lot because I want to take the time also to do due diligence for all of my guests. If they have a book, I've read it. If they have podcasts and things and interviews they've been on to in the past, I've gone and listened to those and make sure that I'm not asking the same question over and over that they've been asked maybe, dozens of times. I really want to make sure that I'm bringing something new and fresh and not wasting their time, honoring it. Time is the most valuable thing. So I honor and value that for all my guests, and I want to make sure that I'm doing everything to prepare for these. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of late nights. It's definitely a labor of love, but it is a lot of labor involved. So, I put in a lot to this, and I hope to get a lot out. And by the response I've gotten from so many of you, it seems to have been a successful first year. So thank you all. Thank you all the guests. And thanks everyone who has signed up for this second year. The first guest that I have lined up for my second year of the Son of a Blitch podcast is none other than Roger Davidson. He owns and operates Horizon Smokers. I will be showing you guys my new 20-inch RD20 Special Marshall smoker here. It's something I just got in from him a couple weeks ago. I'm going to be firing it up this weekend. And for those who don't know, Matthew Mitchell, my co-host in a lot of wild game and hunting episodes we've done, he and I are going to be putting together a segment called BDT Cooks. We have the same birthday, so it's birthday twins, BDT. And we're going to be cooking a lot of wild game recipes on the Horizon Smoker that I just got. Roger Davidson and Horizon Smokers decided that they were going to partner up with us and kind of sponsor us there. And so we're very excited. Roger and I are going to be talking all about his time with Oklahoma Joe's and working with Brinkman and then starting Horizon Smokers, which builds some of the finest smokers in the entire world. He's been doing that with his company, Horizon Smokers, for 20 years. But before that, he has been doing a competitive barbecue all across the country and is a three-time world champion, holds over 24 titles in the state and regional levels. This man is a genius. So you are going to learn so much about smoking meats and barbecue and grilling. I cannot wait to have him on. There's a lot of information that you'll be getting there too. So that'll be recorded next week. We'll be having that out very soon. The next guest I have lined up is John Norris. who is a former California game warden who fought against the illegal marijuana grows by cartel members all throughout the public and private lands in California, which is not just in California. It's all across the country now. Some three dozen states have experienced this. He writes about it in his book, Hidden War, which is an amazing book. It's the second edition, just came out, including a wonderful foreword by Jack Carr, the famed author of The Terminalist and many other books, most recently Only the Dead. Go check it out. And it is just a phenomenal, phenomenal read. It is fascinating, the stories he tells. And I mean, it's just mind-boggling what's happened in that realm and what it's taken to fight against these cartel members. You may have known John from his appearances on Jack Carr's Danger Close podcast. He's been on the Meat Eater podcast, Joe Rogan, Oliver North's, and so many, many more. I cannot wait to have him on. We're going to be talking about his history as a game warden, him being an author, hosting the Thin Green Line podcast, the Warden's Watch podcast. He's also been featured on Modern Shooter TV, Patriot Profiles, National Geographic's Wild Justice. He's been an outdoor writer as well, and so many more. He's also designed this amazing knife from V-Knives here, the Thin Green Line knife. This is fantastic. Hope you guys go and check that out too. We'll be talking about that and some other designs that he has coming up on some knives. Anyway, John is an incredible person, and he's done some amazing service to this country, and I cannot wait to have him on. Really looking forward to that podcast. He's a hell of a guy. Another hell of a guy coming up, Brent Reeves. You guys may have known him from his time working with Clay Newcomb in the Bear Grease podcast, and now he is hosting his own podcast called This Country Life that is now one of the Meat Eater podcasts. Brent has had 30 years of service as a law enforcement agent and has so many wonderful stories from his family. Has been in Arkansas for over 120 years, and he has so much knowledge of that land and hunting, living the outdoor life there, and has some great country wisdom for all you folks. So definitely looking forward to that one as well. Another great guy coming up is Rob Gearing. He runs Spartan Precision Equipment out in the UK. You might know him from the Havilland bipod. It's a wonderful bipod. I just got a couple of them lined up to be using interchangeably with a couple of different rifles that I have. He has the Davis Mount Pro, which is a great mount for the tops of tripods, so you can use for your rifle or special glassing that you're doing. Or for me, I'm going to be using a lot for photography. Anyway, they have a whole host of products that are just absolutely incredible, and I definitely think you guys need to go check that out. Wonderful, wonderful products. And speaking of amazing products, we will have the founder of FHF Gear. That's right. Paul Lewis will be joining us. For those who don't know FHF Gear, it is some of the best outdoor gear you can find. I use it all the time when I'm out in the field. I have the Bino harness. I have been using the chest rig. There's a lot of also adaptations and attachments you can use on those. Anyway, they have a wonderful amount of products. There's rifle bags and rifle slings. There's just a wonderful array that you guys got to go check out at fhfgear.com. They are also a part of the Meat Eater family, so you can find them under that website as well. Paul is also a former law enforcement agent, and he ended up making a lot of different things for when he was in his SWAT team that he was designing himself and sewing together. And from that came the birth of FHF Gear, and they're just amazing products. You guys got to go check it out. Another individual that we have coming up is Sippy Benhaim. She runs cityarts.org, a wonderful organization in New York City that brings about people in the community, law enforcement agents, community leaders, and has children come out and create works of art together, done a lot of murals. They're now traveling all across the country and doing a nationwide art project. They've done worldwide projects as well. Sippy is going to talk to us about that and all the work that she's done and how she created City Arts and has kind of just done some really inspiring work. Very excited about that podcast. Another amazing individual we have is Ben Masters. He is a Texas legend. He is an author and a filmmaker. He's the director and founder of Fin and Fur Films. Most recently put out Deep in the Heart, which is a film that really documents wildlife here in Texas, narrated by none other than Matthew McConaughey. He's also done Unbranded, River in the Wall, American Ocelot, Desert Bighorn, Lions of West Texas, and so many more feature films and books. Ben Masters is truly a Texas treasure, and I cannot wait to talk to him about all of his amazing projects that he's got coming up, because that man is just so busy. When I went to ask him about doing a podcast, he's like, yeah, we're going to have to wait a few months. I'm going to be long lensing some mountain lions and out in Texas. So I'm going to be on assignment for the next 2 to 3 months, and I probably won't be able to chat much. So it's like, okay, well, when you get back, we'll talk about this. And then another amazing feature film that he'll tell us about that's coming out. He got signed onto that and picked that up and is working on that too. So we kind of pushed that. So we'll probably be recording in August or September, sometime in there, but can't wait for that. Ben, looking forward to having him on. Great guy. Another great guy, Mark Kenyon. Ooh, man, Mark has done some incredible work. You guys might know him from his Wired to Hunt podcast. He's the author of That Wild Country, which is one of my favorite books. I highly recommend that one. He's in the Meat Eater family as well. You guys, if you don't know Mark Kenyon and all the work that he's done for advocating our public land use and conservation and leaving this world better, behind for our future generations, you've got to go check him out. Mark Kenyon is a very inspiring individual, and I can't wait to talk with him. Really looking forward to that. Another conversation that I can't wait to have is with Jesse Griffiths. For those who don't know, Jesse Griffiths is a 2-time James Beard award-winning chef. He's the author of 2 incredible books, A Field, The Hog Book. He runs the restaurant Die Dewey in Austin, which is by far one of the best meals I've ever had in my life. Definitely one of the top 3. It is an incredible place to go eat. If you ever are going through Austin, you're looking for an amazing meal, Die Dewey. Definitely go check that out. He also runs the New School of Traditional Cookery, which is kind of a combination course where they teach you about hunting, firearm safety, and then they take you out to hunt. Then they teach you how to butcher and cook animals. It is an all-inclusive 3-4-day course that is just phenomenal. He also runs that and here in Texas. Highly suggest you guys go check that out. If you want to learn a little bit more about that, Mason Huffman, I just did a podcast with him. He talks a little bit about that in that one. But Jesse is just an incredible, incredible person. I also did a recent television show that he was also featured on, and he came and cooked 4 wild hog meals at the end of it, which was just the icing on the cake at the end of that. I was a mentor, and I did a little bit of filming for the episode, and got to spend some time with Jesse and chatting with him about all of his projects, and maybe he'll give us a little sneak preview on some of the things he's got coming up, because he's got some pretty cool projects coming up as well. So can't wait to talk with him. Here's another Texas legend, Jesse Griffiths. So that'll be a fun one. Another Texas badass we have coming on pretty soon is Romy Swanson. He is a wildlife biologist and ecologist. He currently serves as the executive director over at the Devil Rivers Conservancy. You might have known him from his previous work as the Director of Conservation Strategies of the Texas Audubon Society. He's also worked with the Hill Country Conservancy. He's done so much amazing work here in Texas. He leads a lot of birding trips. He did one of Birders by the Border, I think it was called, where he goes around the Texas border and has all these people going out there. I think he said they counted at something like 130, 140 different species out there. He is a legend here in Texas. Anytime I need to know what's what about wildlife, he's the one to ask. And if he doesn't know, he knows the people who will. Just a wealth of knowledge there. So really looking forward to that one. That's going to be a fun one. Another fun one I have coming up was with Michael Sabath. I recently became friends with Michael Sabath. I hosted him and Steve Hall out at my ranch. I'll get to Steve in a second too. Another podcast coming up. Michael Sabath is he is a sage. What a wonderful, wonderful man, a man full of so much wisdom. And he is the author of 2 incredible books. One is The Good, The Bad, and The Difference, How to Talk with Children About Values. And the other one is The Honorable Hunter Instructor, a training manual on how to persuasively defend and promote hunting. Both books are so enriching for everyone to read. I highly suggest everyone check it out. The second book, it's not just for people who are doing hunters education instructing. I think anyone who's in the hunting world, especially anyone who's going to be a mentor, should probably read that. And also that first book, I don't think it's just for parents. I think everyone should read about it. It's got something for everyone. I started reading it, and with a lot of books, I just like to read them and keep them pristine. And then some books, I realized there is so much that I need to learn and remember and recall that I grab out a pen and I'm writing notes on there. I mean, there's so much chicken scratch throughout that book so far. And I cannot tell you how many wonderful, wonderful sayings that Michael has in there, or quotes that I've taken and already used in conversations. He is a man of wisdom, and I cannot wait for him to share that with you guys. An incredible man. And I met him through Steve Hall, who runs the Hunter Education Coordination with the Texas Parks and Wildlife. He was also a part of that television show, Non-Typical Outdoorsman TV, that I met Jesse Griffiths at. Steve Hall was the one who coordinated bringing about all of the folks that were involved with the Texas Parks and Wildlife, some as mentors and some as first-time hunters, one of which I mentored as well in the hunt. And Steve Hall is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. I invited him out to the ranch, and that's when he brought out Michael Sabbath. And, you know, there are certain people that you just meet and you can't help but liking and wanting to hang out with again. Steve Hall, from the moment I met him, my wife Meg and I ended up chatting with him and just becoming like good friends that first day. I knew that I was going to be in touch with this guy for the rest of my life and his. He is such an inspiring, wonderful man, does so much great work for the state of Texas and hunter education, and really being a mentor and inspiration in the outdoor world. I am just so thankful to have met him. I can't wait to have him on. He's going to be a wonderful guest. Another guest who probably needs no introduction is Jim Shockey. Those who don't know him definitely need to. He is a Canadian outdoor writer, a professional hunter. He has produced and hosted some of the most well-known hunting shows in the entire world. Jim Shockey's Hunting Adventures, Jim Shockey's Uncharted. These shows are absolutely incredible. Takes you all across the world in his hunting adventures. And Jim is just such a wonderful, wonderful spokesman for the outdoor space. I really highly suggest you guys check out his books as well. The Ultimate Big Game Adventures. There's a series there of books there. You guys just got to check it out. He's also opened up the Hand of Man Museum. That is something worth checking out. I can't wait to go in person and see it. In the meantime, you can go to the Hand of Man Museum website and see some amazing things that he has there. So we will be discussing on that podcast specifically the latest book that he's got coming out, a thrilling fiction book called Call Me Hunter. The way that I got this podcast guest is just incredible and was just such a wonderful surprise. I had reached out to Jack Carr's agent. Jack Carr just recently put out the book Only the Dead. Many of you guys may know him from writing The Terminalist and the other amazing books he's put out that are all New York Times bestsellers, every single one of them. The Only the Dead is his sixth book in that series with James Reese, an amazing, amazing author in and of himself. And I had reached out to his agent, David Brown, and he said, well, you know, I'd love to put him on, but here's the thing. I don't have any of my clients on unless the podcast has been in existence for a year. And he's like, I can go into a further explanation, but I'm saying this to let you know that I saw your roster of your guests. I've seen your website. I've seen the books you've been part of and past projects. And I will definitely have him on your podcast for the next book that comes out, book 7. And I don't know exactly when that's coming out. So I'm not sure if that'll be the next year or the following, but you know, he's someone who will be coming on eventually. But he said, in the meantime, I think that you should probably interview one of the clients I work with, Jim Shockey. Are you familiar with who he is? And I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, yes, I'm very familiar with who he is. I am I strongly admire and respect Jim Shockey. So when that opportunity came to be able to interview him later on in the fall, you knew that I was saying an immediate hell yes. Cannot wait for that. That's going to be incredible. You guys got to go. If you don't know Jim Shockey, go and research him so that when the podcast comes out, you'll be more familiar with his work, because he is an incredible individual, wonderful man, and I just cannot wait to interview him. Not to downsell all the other amazing guests that I have, because I've got some other badasses lined up. Maddie Nelson, another individual that I cannot wait to have on, is Maddie Nelson. If you guys don't know him, you guys got to go check him out and follow him as well. He's the director of business development at Seekins Precision, which is an outdoor company that you guys have to go and follow. Seekins, I use a lot of their products. I wholeheartedly support them. They are phenomenal. And Maddie will be talking to us about Seekins as well as his time in being an instructor at Hat Creek Training. It's a long-range shooting facility that is second to none. Phenomenal place. You guys got to go check that out if you're ever in that area. Hat Creek is really training some of the best and brightest out there. And Maddie's going to talk all about that. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to interview him. So that'll be a fun one for all you long range shooters and people who are looking to get into long range shooting. Another incredible individual that I'll be interviewing is Gary Robertson. He is the host of the television show Carnivore, which has been one of the leading television shows in the space of hunting and learning about and becoming educated in predators. It is just a wonderful show. You guys got to go check that out if you haven't. I tune in on Pursuit Channel. You can see it as well on a lot of other, you know, outdoor carbon TV. You can see it on YouTube. There's a bunch of places where you can go and sign up and see those episodes. He's also the owner of Burnham Brothers Game Calls, which has been producing the best game calls, you know, recorded game calls as well throughout the last couple decades. I mean, I remember learning about the stuff that he was doing on cassette tape. And so this guy has been around as a leader in this game call space for decades. I can't wait to talk with Gary. That's going to be a fun chat for sure. A couple other individuals that are signed up that I can tell you about so far. One is Joel Vanderloon. He grew up in South Africa, living off the grid in Tanzania. He now lives in Oregon, where he runs Bushcraft Survival Training, a wonderful training course in the outdoor space. Folks maybe also know him from his time on season 7 of the television show Alone. Joel is a wealth of knowledge in the outdoor space and bushcraft, fieldcraft, survival. I can't wait to chat with him. I've been told by multiple people that I've had on the podcast, including Kevin Estella and, you know, mutual friends of Joel's, that he is just going to be one of the most phenomenal guests. And for those who've seen his videos and his shows, no doubt he will be. I'm really looking forward to that one. And another individual who actually just signed on today is Kent Boucher. For those who don't know him, he is a prairie farmer, works with Hoxie Native Seeds out in Iowa. He's an outdoor writer, a podcast host of the First Gen Hunter podcast, as well as the Prairie Farm podcast. And I met him through his time with Sharing the Land, the initiative started by Doug Duren, who you may know from his time on the Meat Eater podcast, as well as the Meat Eater television show. And Sharing the Land is an initiative that Doug created to bring about landowners and land access seekers together to form these collaborative groups to leave the land better, improve the habitat, work on conservation of particular pieces of private land, kind of following Aldo Leopold's model. And Sharing the Land is an incredible group. I actually became a partner along with Colin Williams. He's the other half of Map My Ranch. And we make maps for the landowners. And I reached out to Kent Boucher because he became a landowner that he was going to be going to be a part of the Sharing the Land project, as well as a partner there through Hoxie Native Seeds. So I started talking with Kent about producing this map for a couple of the properties that they're working with, and just had a wonderful conversation, and it kind of just grew from there. And I just realized this is somebody that I need to share what he's doing with the rest of the world, because Kent's a really a great guy. And so I asked him to be on the podcast, and yeah, so he said yes today. So that's the latest person to come on. There are many other guests that are kind of in the works with. There's nothing that's been solidified, but I'm talking with them and they've said they're interested in, but until they kind of concretely say yes and we have date lines up for the recording, I don't want to jump the gun and you know, kind of mention them too, just in case something doesn't happen and they're not on. So there are another about dozen folks that are in the works. As they sign on, I'll definitely be telling you about that. And if any of you listeners have any questions that you'd like for me to ask any of these guests that I've just mentioned or any of the future guests, whenever I, you know, promote those out there, please send a message, comment back on those posts, shoot me an email, whatever it is. Let me know what you'd like to ask. I love including listeners' questions, and I'll be doing a lot more of that here in the second year of this podcast. So, you know, please, I want to make this interactive. I want to have a lot of your thoughts and messages and questions included in the podcast. You know, it kind of helps build this as best it can in a whole 360 way. You know, I don't want you to just be a listener. I want you to be an active listener and communicate with me what you want to hear. If you have somebody that you think would be a good podcast guest, please share that person. You know, there's so many hidden gems out there in the world that may not be famous individuals that they have a message out there that they want to share. I mean, when I used to travel around with Harvey Arden interviewing indigenous elders from around the world, a lot of these folks you'd never hear of. They're known and maybe as leaders in their particular community, but they might not have books out there or videos or shows or anything like that, but they are people of wisdom. And I want to share that and springboard all their messages to the world. So please, anybody that you have that you think would be a good guest, please let me know. Leave them in the comments below and we'll chat more about that. And once again, for anybody who has been listening to any of the podcasts that I've done in this first year, I just want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you've tuned in. For those people who haven't yet, please subscribe, follow the audio versions there on whatever format you're listening it to. And please review, leave reviews on those as well. I don't even begin to understand all the algorithms, but the more that there's interactive reviews and likes and shares and subscriptions, the more that this is going to get out to other people. And that's my goal. I want to take the people who I'm meeting with and talking with and interviewing, and I want to be able to share their platforms and their messages with the rest of the world as best I can. And that's one of the ways that you can help me to do that. Trying to grow this audience as best I can. You know, it's a very organic thing. It's been growing every single day. I see new subscribers. You know, I'm about to hit 250,000 views on YouTube, you know, 250,000 people listening. And I've really only kind of been promoting this YouTube page for like the last year. I've had it for a long time, but I kind of just put stuff and maybe send a link to some of my friends when the file was too big to email or whatnot. But this last year, I've really been kind of pushing this podcast there. So yeah, that's a big landmark. You know, I'm, you know, closing in on 600 subscribers there and growing. So I'm trying to get that out there to get to 1,000 and then the next grouping of 2,000 and then on up. So anybody who is listening, if you haven't yet, please subscribe. Please follow. Please leave those reviews. It'll definitely help out and it'll mean the world to me. So thank you guys so much. Thanks all the guests that have signed up for season two. I am just blessed to have the opportunity to sit down with all of you. It really means the world to me that you've agreed to be on this podcast and share your time, which is the most valuable thing out there. I want to thank my wife and my family and all my friends who have supported me throughout this last year. It's a humbling thing to see how many people are behind you and your in all your efforts whenever you put them out there and you really try to go for something. And to see all that support in my corner, it really touches my heart. And I really want to say thank you individually to all of you guys. So I'm going to sign off for now. And yeah, thanks for a wonderful first year. And I cannot wait for this year to come. Son of a Blitch here. Hope you guys have a wonderful time, whatever you're doing this weekend, this week. And thanks again for being a part of this.